From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. There's an exhibit right now here at the studios called The Fabric of Soul. It's the work of Avis Collins Robinson, and it's made up of paintings and textiles. One of her quilts was inspired by the jazz composer Wynton Marsalis and the joy of jazz. Together, these pieces tell the story of African Americans from colonial times right up to now. She says she wants this exhibit to show how African Americans and the injustice African Americans have faced are part of every aspect of our country's history. Robinson takes us through the exhibition. She starts out pointing to a framed document.
I collect slave documents from colonial America and African American historical documents from colonial America, so that's what this is. The beginning of the exhibition starts with the sale of a Negro girl, Rofi, and her child named Caesar. It's from 1776 and it's from Rhode Island. This painting is called Mad Slaves in the Field of Cotton. They pissed off because that's their plight. And then for people to understand, this cotton gin is from late 1700s, early 1800s, and that this specific piece that we're looking at right now is the reason for having millions and millions of slaves in the United States of America. Most people study the cotton gin because they think that it's a part of the Industrial Revolution. It's not about the Industrial Revolution for me. It's about my ancestors being brought here. And I want people to understand the relationship between this and that. That girl standing in the field being angry. So this part of the exhibition is the water cooler. Segregation water cooler from Biloxi, Mississippi. At the end of slavery was in 1865 and we were emancipated. Then we had Jim Crow America, and that was just a whole different ball game. And the water goes in the center. On one side is colored, and it has a porcelain water catchment. And on the other side, it says whites only, but they're drinking the same water. Vivian Malone and another student, African-American, were the first to integrate University of Alabama. And so this painting of Vivian Malone, Fears No Evil, is of George Wallace with his fist clenched, and he's going to stand in the schoolhouse door, and she's marching straight at him, and she's going in. In the background, there are the white protesters with the sign that says, "Go back to Africa, Negroes." In the center are the reporters, and I made sure that a woman was represented in this painting to show that more diversity was happening in the media. And then on the far left are the African-American protesters. It says, "We protest school segregation, NAACP, and a little black boy holding a sign saying, "Stand up." But what is underneath this painting is artifacts that I own. There is a slave collar, spike collar, a reward for $100 for Frederick Merriman. And so she's walking over artifacts of slavery just to remind you that this is where she came from. This was the genesis of all of this. And it shows you it really did happen. It's the testament that it happened.
Avis Collins Robinson's show, The Fabric of Soul, is up through May 25th at the studios of Key West. You can see images from the exhibit at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.